All right, 1380 WPHM Thursday morning. Around this time, we do our homework with Chip Mortimer from Mortimer Lumber. Chip, good morning.
Good morning, Paul, and welcome to Doing Your Homework. I'm your host, Chip Mortimer. Today, we're going to talk about decking, and in the past, we've kind of brought up the fact that, you know, Mortimer Lumber carries treated wood and treated decking, whether it's 5/4 or 2x4, 2x6, but there's an alternative to wood decking, and I'm sure many of you are aware of. There's many what I would call composite decks, but I think we carry the premier product called AZAC Decking. And today with me, I have Jeff Grauer, who is the territory manager and works directly for the AZAC company. And so, good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Chip. Thanks for having me.
Okay. Oh, you're welcome. Jeff, could you just give us a little background of yourself, and then maybe after that, talk a little bit about you know, the AZAC company?
Yeah, absolutely. I've been with AZAC for roughly 16 years, and as a territory manager, I call on the likes of Mortimer Lumber as well as contractors, builders, and architects. And primarily what we're doing is educating folks on the ultra-low maintenance products that we manufacture. AZAC as a company was founded in Scranton, Pennsylvania in 1983. And in 2013, we were actually acquired by Ares Management Group and the Ontario Teachers Pension Plan. And our headquarters are in Skokie, Illinois. We also have two offices, one in Wilmington, Ohio, and one in Scranton, Pennsylvania, where our plants are located. We have over 1.5 million square feet under roof for manufacturing space.
Okay, very, very good. Jeff, I one thing that I really want to kind of get out, talk to me about the difference of why AZAC over something like a composite deck. As we all know, when you're doing your deck, the actual undercarriage can be treated lumber. So the cost of the deck, tell me why someone would, and obviously we've been carrying the product for a number of years now. Let's talk the decking first, and then we'll go into some other products, the railing and the pavers. But as far as the deck, is it a PVC type product?
Yes. AZAC deck is manufactured using extrusion technology, and it's basically cellular PVC, and the top cap is a highly protective, what we call alloy armor technology. This affords us the ability to give you guys in the industry a 30-year fade and stain warranty with a limited lifetime core warranty. So the interesting thing about this product is it's impervious to moisture, it weathers extremely well, it installs with traditional woodworking tools.
Okay. What about, you mentioned briefly the warranty as far as the fading. What about like a scratch and dent? I think you've done some deck clinics, and I've seen you with either what, like the mustard or the wine or something? Or
exactly.
You know, maybe the oil. Is it, how is it?
Yeah.
Perform as far as putting, let's say you're out on, you know, grilling on your deck and you say, oh, shoot, I just spilled something. Is it easy cleanup or is it permeate into the product?
Oh, absolutely. It's easy cleanup. We've actually got what we call the AZAC Challenge or 100% Smarter Than Wood campaign. And to your point, at these deck clinics, I'll have cedar treated redwood, I'll have Ipe AZAC deck. And we'll put barbecue sauce, ketchup, wine on those products and then see how they stain the, you know, organic materials and then how easily it cleans off of the AZAC deck. That's one of the biggest benefits of our product is that it's super simple to clean. And we, you know, as you clean your car, you clean your deck. You basically just wash it off with a garden hose, a quickie deck brush, a natural bristle quickie deck brush, and some, you know, basic Dawn dish soap diluted and a garden hose.
Okay, so there is just very minimal maintenance to the deck.
Very simple.
Okay, and in your travels, you know, certainly we sell some of AZAC products to the do-it-yourself market, but also to the professional remodeler. Do you see? I guess what's your take as far as people installing? Is it a combination of both? You know, do-it-yourself weekend projects, or is it more on the professional side?
I think if I had to put percentages on it, Chip, I would say probably 25% do-it-yourselfers and 75% contractors. It is something that a homeowner could pick up if they're handy and do themselves. But for the speed with which, you know, you can install it as a professional, and a lot of homeowners free themselves of that responsibility, they'll hire a contractor to do it. What's interesting, we have a website, azac.com, where they can go on our website and type in a zip code, and they can find a contractor in the area that'll actually install it for you.
Okay. And what about the different collections? There's the harvest collection, the arbor collection, and I believe one more.
The vintage collection. That's right. We actually manufacture what we call an entry level, a mid grade, and a high end. So the entry level are your basic pastel colors, maybe a little variegation. It's called Harvest Collection. And then we get into the mid grade, that's the Arbor Collection, and that's got some variegation in it. So it looks more like an exotic hardwood type product that looks more like wood than you would ever imagine. And then what we've got is the Vintage Collection, that being our top end product. That looks like a real wire-scraped or ePay or mahogany-type texture. And what I do at these events, I'll have mahogany, ePay, and two boards of AZAC Vintage Collection, and I'll ask the homeowners to decide which is the AZAC and which is the real wood. And it's surprising, Chip, how many people actually have to touch it, knock on it, to see if it's AZAC or if it's the real wood.
Well, that's great, Jeff. I know in a perfect world, Mortimer Lumber would, you know, want to stock a lot of the product. We stock some of the product, but we're really backed up by Lumbermen's of Michigan, and so we have delivery twice a week as far as what we call special orders, things that are non-stock at Mortimer Lumber. So I think we're really partnered with the right vendor and the right distributor in the fact that we can't stock everything, but that being said, I believe last year we purchased, as far as a cost, not a retail, but a cost, over $250,000 worth of AZAC.
Yeah, you absolutely did. You were up 45% from the year previous, and on the drive over here, I was looking at your numbers, and you're at $500,000 in purchases of our products.
Okay, great. And once again, maybe describe you do training for our employees, so I think our employees are fairly well trained on the product.
Incredible. Yes, every year we do an advanced training for all your store locations, and everybody is very engaged in it. We go through what's new. We also refresh what they already know so that they stay on top of it. So as a consumer, if I was to go into Mortimer Lumber and want a deck, that would be a pinnacle place to go to get your answers to all the questions that you have, because everybody is very knowledgeable about not only the product, but also how the product's installed. And they would even have recommendations on contractors at your yard level, too, on who could put it up for them.
Okay. Well, Jeff, thank you. We're going to wrap things up today. And once again, if you have any questions, we can be reached at radio@mortimerlumber.com. or WPHM.net.